Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Not me tooting my own horn. You're right.
I'm trying to learn about
that
him.
Man. I mean, love that
she's
man.
You did go through like this phase of just thinking he was the most handsome man on earth.
Just something about it.
She said, just something about it.
A fucking asshole, but I feel like I would like that.
No. She's into the animals, I see.
Yo.
Stop.
What if his personality is fucking amazing and he's the sweetest guy you ever met? He looks like a pug. Fuck it.
Nah.
Connie. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
And that
he could have found the cuter
red flag.
He was a red flag anyway, so. Hi,
hi friends.
Oh, I'm starting.
And we're back.
We're back.
Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry. We're drunk again.
I'm Bree.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Rosie.
And this is Sorry We're Drunk.
Wee.
Let's open up the cans, yes. Ladies.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
And Cindy hasn't broke her drink yet, so this is her first drink of the year.
I broke my sobriety yesterday. Yes.
I broke mine at midnight on the 1st because I'm toxic. Okay. Okay.
This is good. So far, I like already.
Okay.
Okay, let's introduce the drink. This is Lover Boy. This is a sparkling hard tea. I did some research on it. Let me bring up my notes real quick. There is actually a lot on this.
Ooh.
Obviously, we picked it because, you know, it's a Valentine's Day. It's the Valentine's Day episode. And it's just Lover Boy. Hello. Hey,
if it's Lover Boy.
Galentine's.
Extravaganza.
Yes.
Yes. So, the people who made this is a couple. I am unfamiliar with them, but maybe you guys are familiar. They are Kyle Cook and Amanda Butaka. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. From Summer House, which is a reality TV show from Bravo TV.
Don't know it.
I don't even know what Bravo TV was. So
I know about Bravo TV.
Yeah, I
hadn't heard of that particular show.
Yeah. This is Thumb, if you guys are wondering.
Okay, cute. I like the yellow.
Yeah.
I don't know them.
Yeah. And it says, love defines us.
Aw, that's cute. Yeah. That's so, so fitting.
Yes. So it basically says, always ready to unwind and have fun. They've teamed up to create Lover Boy, a family of fresh alcoholic beverages full of flavor, but not full of sugar. These drinks are anything but basic. So crack a can and smile and enjoy. So they throughout the whole thing, their whole like website, they say that it's low sugar. It's either 5 grams or less, I believe. This one has zero.
Yeah.
And it's 90 calories.
Okay, not bad.
This is their sparkling hard tea, but they also have, let me see.
Sorry.
They have hard teas, but they also have cocktails. So, espresso martinis and cosmopolitan in a can. I think they are 12 percenters. Those are 12 percenters. Oh, this one here.
It's demure. 4.2.
4.2. Yes. And they also have spritz. So, I think it's regular seltzers. Those are the same percentage. I think it's the basic 5%. But there's a bunch of different flavors for that as well.
Are they all different percentages?
Yeah. I think so, yes.
These what ones? Do
you have? No, I think all of these are 4.2.
Oh, but the like other the drinks. Other okay.
Yeah. And they, and of course, the hard teas. They also have non-alcoholic teas.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? Look at that.
We found these at BevMo, but they could be found at Walmart, Whole Foods, Total Wine, and Kroger.
I think they were $20 for an 8-pack, by
yes,
the way.
Yes. And there's spritz, the red sangria, limoncello, like all different okay. flavors.
Lots of variety.
Yeah, not only do they have teas, regular seltzers, and non-alcoholic drinks, I seen a tab in the corner and it said, I was like, there's Lover Boy, and then it says Flower Boy. What is that? And I clicked and they have a freaking THC drink.
Wait, that's so cute. It's called Flower Boy?
Yes, that's and it's cute. Actually so cute. It is a THC and they are soda themed. So there's a classic cola, grape soda, and orange soda. Ooh. And those also have adaptogens in it too. Isn't
that crazy? We're learning so much.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So they got a variety of things.
They
so
have variety.
Since we so far it's a good impression, we could probably try more, you know?
Yeah. This is the Vacay Vibes variety pack, by the way. I'm just looking at the box.
Oh yes.
I'm drinking pineapple hibiscus.
I'm drinking, where does it say? Oh, hibiscus lime.
And this is a white.
Ooh, and mine says
tea peach.
Ooh.
That sounds tea. Weird.
Tea peach?
White tea peach.
No, you just said white tea peach.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Oh, and lavender.
Oh yeah, see, look, mine says kissed with pomegranate.
What?
Wait, is yours kissed with? Mine's made with love.
No, for real?
Yeah.
Marco, mine doesn't say anything cool like that.
Mine is made. Turn it. Right here.
Kiss with lavender.
That's funny. This one's just made with love. Okay.
The other flavor in the pack is the mango pear, which is up front there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Can you see it? Yeah, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, in today's episode, we're celebrating Galentine's Day.
Yes.
We have some games.
Yes, I'm so
excited.
And
then we're going to talk about some of our childhood crushes.
Yes.
And what's the name of that game?
The Hear Me Out.
And then we're going to play the Hear Me Out.
Challenge.
I made a cake.
Brie made a very cute cake. And I'm going to fucking expose myself of being a weirdo.
Same.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Hear me out. Do you guys see the one where it's a group of, well, obviously they're all group of, well, it's a group of friends. Yeah. And the girl puts one down. And then another girl in their group is like, hey, that's my dad. You guys haven't seen that one? I'm like, yo, how do you go after that?
That's hilarious. Does she know it was her dad?
Yeah, because she's looking at the camera where they're recording. She's like, hey, that's my dad.
No, but the girl who put it down,
she knew what she was doing. Okay,
that's she said, funny. Hear me out.
That's fucking funny.
Damn.
They're like, you can't come over anymore.
You know, we're done. Out the door. That's out the door.
No, okay, no. Mine aren't that bad then. I didn't choose nobody's dad.
I don't think we have that to choose from.
My dad is handsome, so if you guys chose my dad, I wouldn't be surprised.
it would be an honor to choose him.
Okay.
Just to unravel some trauma.
Sorry.
Let's move on.
As I was saying it, I was like, I should have probably not said that.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's supposed to be, guys, really.
They got me more drunk for that part.
Okay.
We're sober, yet still.
Ooh, okay. What are we going to do first?
I think, honestly, I'm excited for red flags. Let's start with
full. Okay, so we have a game called Red Flags.
Ooh.
And, it says, Red Flags is a party game about convincing your friends to go on terrible dates. I think, what does it say? Each player argues why the single should choose their date. I don't know how you guys want to play it. Do you want to play it like the real way?
No.
Or do we just want to go through
red flags?
Let's just do red flags.
Okay. All right. So this one says, only speaks in sarcasm.
Or
super clingy. That's hard.
Yeah. Speaks in sarcasm. No.
The sarcasm.
But super clingy? I can't do super clingy because I'm like, I need to be left alone sometimes.
So you prefer the sarcasm? Or the clingy?
I think the clingy.
Clingy. The sarcasm like, is annoying. I fucking
Because I feel like with sarcasm, eventually, like, I just be like, I can't take you seriously.
Yeah. Like you fucking get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gave me the ick.
Ick. Okay. I don't know which one I hate worse, to be honest. I would think it would be the soup. Like, I like a little clinginess, but like,
yeah.
Super clingy.
Oh, it does say super clingy.
Yeah, super but clingy. Then also, like, is this speaks in sarcasm with everyone? Like,
you're right.
That's fucking annoying.
You're right.
Like, I wouldn't also, want.
I think I'm gonna take.
I wouldn't want my mom spoken to like that, you know? I don't know.
You're so right. Now I have to rethink my. No, but I don't want him to be super clingy.
Yeah, it's tricky.
I'm going with clingy. She's going with sarcasm.
Red flag for sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
That was a good one.
They're both pretty bad, though. Yeah. So that was hard. Okay.
Intense.
My potential's looking at me like, oh, this bitch doesn't like
me. She doesn't take notes.
No, I like some alone time, you know?
Anyways. No, same.
I do need my alone time, too.
I get overwhelmed.
No, you're making me overthink my answer? No. No, sarcasm bad.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next two.
I hate both.
Their pet name for you is trash bag.
What the fuck? The fuck?
Or always wearing a Bluetooth headset.
What? Like,
these are good.
Yeah. A Bluetooth headset, meaning that one little one?
Like, just one? Like, just probably. That's what I would imagine.
How old is he? 50?
It doesn't say brand
new. I want to say the trash bags are red flag because that's not a cute name.
Yeah. Like, why are you
and Bluetooth bags? Headset is giving
entrepreneur.
Yeah,
he's busy. He's got money. Yeah,
he's working.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Handle being called trash bags.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Hey, trash bag.
I have an ex that used to call me fucking. How do you say?
Imagine in Spanish, bolsa de basura. I don't know if that's how you say it, but.
Sorry.
Bolsa de basura.
Bolsa de basura.
How do you say fly basurero. In Spanish? No. Mosca? Is that how you say fly in Spanish?
Mosca, yeah.
Yeah, he would call me Mosca, and then she would get me so mad.
Why the fuck would he call you Mosca?
And I bug. Anyways.
And that.
He could have found the cuter.
Red flag.
He was a red flag, anyway, so. Okay. So we all went with the trash bag one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't call us trash bags.
No.
Please.
We would not like to be called that. Please and thank you.
Okay, next. Is building an ark or steal something from every store they enter?
Oh, hell no. Oh, that would give me so much anxiety. What the fuck is the other one?
Is building an ark?
Like Noah.
That's a little sus. Because I feel like building an arc, it's giving mental health issue.
Yeah.
Like, you're not right in the head if you're doing that. For what
But
purpose?
Is that all he's doing? But like, is he still...
from every store is also
no, correct. Correct, yeah. No, yeah.
Because, like, any store?
Let him build an arc.
Which is the worst mental illness?
Yeah, I'm just going to let him build the arc.
Yeah. Bring in those animals.
I'm worried about fucking taking this dude into every store. Yeah.
No, that'll give me high anxiety.
I just never take him to a store. I don't know.
So, but he's going to take himself.
No, yeah. He'll come back. Look, babe. Look what I got you.
I'm like,
appreciate stolen gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Definitely.
Build the arc, boy.
You know what?
Stealing.
As long as it's not taking away time from me. No, I'm me talking about being clingy. As long as you still have time for me.
Like, it makes sense.
It doesn't.
Or they can't have time for you in jail.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next.
Yes, next.
Keeps talking about their hot cousin.
The fuck?
Or repeats your jokes, but louder.
Repeats my jokes and louder,
Wait,
that's fine.
That shit fucking pisses me off. Though.
Really?
Sometimes that I'm being like, I just fucking said that.
I don't know. But talking about talking your cousin is sus.
Yeah, it's definitely
you got problems.
The hot cousin.
Sussy baka.
Sussy baka for sure.
You got problems.
Mm. Don't talk about your cousin being hot.
Incest.
Well, sometimes if it's a girl cousin, I'll say they're hot. No, yeah, that's bad.
Wait,
no, like me. I talk about my cousins.
Oh yeah, but that's girls. That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think if you were talking about your guy cousin, that'd be a little.
Yeah. That's weird. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
How many of these should we do, by the way?
I don't know.
A couple more.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever feels right.
We didn't plan this.
Whatever feels right.
I already know the answer to this
I feel
one.
Like maybe also we should enter.
Yeah. We can do the next ones here. Okay, this one says kicks every animal they see.
Oh, fuck
do
that.
Do I even have to read the other one?
No.
Begins every sentence with actually.
The actually, kicking
you're
the
not
animal.
Gonna be kicking
yeah.
animals.
Yeah.
I saw somebody kick an animal once and I was just like, oh fuck.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's like I still remember that.
Trauma.
I don't like that.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
We do not condone animal abuse. Fuck
no.
that.
Do not. Fuck that.
Okay, so need okay. take
it
away.
I can't read. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
It's a good thing we're not high. I would have been overthinking it.
Open mouth kisses with pets.
Okay, we love our pets, but goddamn.
We went from kicking animals to
making out
open mouth kisses.
Oh, no.
Or wears a backpack full of blank during sex. What does that mean? Is that, is this part of the game where they're supposed to fill something in? Do we? Where's a backpack full of blank during that's sex?
Probably part of the game that we didn't read.
Maybe pick another one.
Okay.
Why do you have a backpack on?
I would choose that one over the open mouth fucking.
Yeah.
Knocks things out of strangers' hands while walking down the street.
Fuck. Oh my gosh. No.
Oh. They're both bad. Can we go back to the backpack?
Where's the backpack, baby? I don't care. Wear that backpack. I don't care what's in it.
You got this. Oh. You want me to hold the backpack? I'll hold the backpack. Shit.
Take turns.
Damn.
Oh, that was really bad.
One is like potentially giving you like parasites, and the other one is like gonna get you just fucked mean. Up.
Yeah.
You're gonna knock the wrong thing out of the wrong person one day.
Can you imagine just like walking down the street and dropping everything? No. I don't think I can handle that, but I also don't think I can handle the open mouth kisses.
I don't know what's the bigger red flag, honestly. This one's tough.
This one is very tough. Oh, they're bad. I don't know. I don't want to choose one.
He knocks off.
Knocks things out of strangers' hands while walking down the street. I feel like that's... they're both really, really bad, but then I feel like...
I might have to choose it.
I feel like, what if one potential person has a gun?
Right.
And, just
and then
like,
we won't have to worry about him no more.
Or a knife.
Yeah.
He offed himself.
Like, whoops.
And gun.
I think that... It would have to be that one.
Okay, how about he brushes his dog's teeth, like, all the time? Like
still just, sus.
Like, the dog don't eat shit.
The dog don't eat shit. It's a dog.
He's like, no.
No, that's just not right.
Go ahead, knock some things down off people's hands.
Go ahead and do that and... We probably won't be together.
A child.
We just hope for the best.
We just don't go out in public ever.
No, never. Keep him inside.
I guess if we keep him inside, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just really weird. Because I think of, like, for example, Misty, like, her breath is hot.
Right.
Like, right. Her so breath is hot. Yeah. I cannot imagine kissing my dog. Yeah. That's just, like not right.
Yeah, it's not okay.
I don't even like when she licks me, to be quite honest.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Open mouth kisses with pets.
Yeah, no, that's the red flag. No, no, we're not having that. That was wild.
Damn, these are hard.
Okay.
The fact that we're not even playing the game correctly and we're like...
Stressed.
Tinder's during sex... ends every conversation with "you're dismissed."
You're done. Well, we're not gonna Tinder during sex, right? That's weird. Is that what it's
yeah,
said?
Yeah. Tinder's during sex.
Are we even having
through
sex?
Tinder while you're no, yeah, no. That's the worst one.
But and then, the other one?
I forgot it already.
Every conversation with "you're dismissed." The like that's fuck? Condescending as fuck.
The fuck?
I mean, that one's still not as bad.
But yeah, I do think, though, like,
imagine.
Tinder's during sex, then why are we even having sex?
Right.
Like what is the point?
No, that's actually terrible. Yeah. But imagine him saying, "you're dismissed" in front of your mother.
No. It's, yeah, that's.
You're dismissed. What the fuck?
Yeah, but you're not going to be scrolling through Tinder while
no,
we're
yeah,
having
yeah,
sex,
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to go with that one.
Damn. So he's gonna be dismissing us.
You're dismissed. Okay.
Hey. Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
All right. Okay.
No, alrighty.
Tinder red flag.
Ooh. Yo.
Stop.
They're bad, huh?
Isn't potty trained.
What the fuck? The fuck are you?
Is afraid of stoplights.
Okay, now they're just getting ridiculous.
Well, Ovio, the
potty
yeah,
trained.
Is it potty trained? Yeah.
No.
Okay, Brie, take it away.
Afraid of stoplights?
Like, I could say maybe. I don't know. Maybe they had like a severe like traumatic car accident or something. I could kind of get, pero shitting and peeing everywhere. Like, wow,
that's ridiculous.
All right. He literally has the face of a pug. or puts air quotes around every word you say.
I would say definitely the pug.
Face only a mother can love.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
He must have a breathing problem then, because...
his nose squishy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I guess it would have to be that one.
Puts air quotes around every word. Every word? Like, is that, he okay?
That they say?
You say. No, they say.
So they just talk like this all the time?
Mm-hmm. Like, you got a problem,
like they're throwing gang signs.
I feel like that's still not as worse as, like, the you're dismissed.
No, yeah.
But it'd be annoying as fuck, for sure.
I think the worst... I'm confused. Are we picking the worst one or the better one?
No, you're picking...
We're picking the bigger red flag.
Yeah. Even though I don't think necessarily, like, looking ugly is a red flag,
but... I was gonna say, like, technically speaking, he can't control his face looking like a pug. It's not his fault. The air quotes are his fault.
Let me look up.
So the bigger red flag to me is the air quotes. What if his personality is fucking amazing and he's the sweetest guy you ever met? He looks like a pug. Fuck it.
Nah.
You know, I care a lot about personality and charisma. The Riz.
The Riz.
The Riz.
I care about
negative,
aura.
Negative aura.
I care about aura.
Negative. Aura. Negative aura points.
Not the negative aura points. I'm looking up guy that looks like a pug. I'm going to put you to the test.
But I don't know his personality.
Would you kiss that mug?
If you had the best personality.
I don't know. I don't know his personality. If it's amazing, maybe.
What if he barks?
Yeah, no. That's a no for me, dog.
What happened to the personality? What if he has the best personality?
Well, first of all, his eyes are going two different ways. Pugs don't do that. They're going like this. Okay, fine. I changed my answer.
For content, it's that one actor from the, what is it called? Frankenstein movie?
I don't know. We'll put the picture
in. Yeah, I'll put the
save
picture.
That picture so okay, fine. I changed my answer.
I'm like, let me put you to the test real quick.
Poor guy, you know?
Abby Morgan. Born a red flag.
Only a face a mother can love.
Pobrecito. Okay.
So, I'm taking the air quotes guy.
Right. I guess we all are. I almost did it.
She almost went for the personality. She was taught well. Okay. Is allergic to all. Oh, fuck no. All of your favorite foods.
Dang.
Well, I could still eat them.
Yeah. Okay. Or adds you as an emergency contact on the first date.
I mean, I'm pretty responsible, so these aren't terrible red flags. Nah, that's a little scary. But not terrible.
Yeah.
Some of these other ones are terrible.
I'm a foodie. I want you to enjoy the food I like. So put me on as your emergency contact. I got you, boo.
Yeah, I agree.
I got you.
Me too.
I'll call your mother.
Yeah. Give me your mother's phone number first.
Compulsively licks doorknobs.
Mm.
Or only speaks in business buzzwords.
What the fuck does that mean? I'm choosing that one.
I'm choosing that one because he's a businessman.
Because why are you licking doorknobs? That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever buzz you want.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'm cold.
It is cold.
Should we do another or
do one
let's...
more and then we'll move on?
Okay.
One more to wrap it up.
One more to wrap it up. Let's see.
Probably going to be a good one.
Okay. He's a men's right activist. This could go one or two ways, you know? It could be like, okay.
A men's right activist?
No, it can't go right? No.
It can't go right. Okay, what's the other option?
As long as you date them, you can only eat food off the dollar menu.
I already live my life that way anyway, so I think I can handle that one.
I want a rich life. I don't, and I want a healthy life.
But he didn't say, they didn't say he's broke. Maybe that's how he saves his money. Rich people
are smart. He might be a cook.
He might be a cook, or he might be smart with his money. And he's like, we ain't wasting money on this shit.
We're but it says, having... as long as you date them, you only eat food for the dollar menu.
So maybe once you get married, it changes?
Yeah. He's saving money for the wedding. Okay. I choose that one.
Okay.
You're, what was the other one?
Men's activism.
We're not doing that.
Men already have rights.
Fuck your rights.
Fuck your rights.
You have too many.
Fuck you getting paid more than I do.
Fuck all of that bullshit. Anyways, we're going to really switch it up by going here, are we?
Oh, yeah, we are.
The vibe is about to totally change because we have another little card game.
Yes, this is called Self-Love. And I feel like, I think the original version is called, what's it called?
I don't know.
Friends. Strangers.
We're not really strangers.
We're not really strangers. There you go.
Oh.
The box says you deserve healthy love from yourself, too. It also says come curious, leave connected. Yes. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're getting ourselves
the
into.
The original box, we're not really strangers, is just like, if you've like just met like some new friends, you just want to get to know each other, or like a date, you guys could ask questions and they're good, like just like conversation starters. Yeah. This one is specifically about self-love, so I think it's perfect because you know, Valentine's Day is not just about, you know, romantic love, it's about self-love too. Mm-hmm. So we're here.
There's numbers on these.
1, 2, 3. I think it's how deep it gets,
right? So I mean, should we go 1, 2, 3 or
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay,
let's all do one and then two, okay. Then three.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. So I'll just pick one. Okay. It says, when was the last time you impressed yourself? This one actually, what a coincidence. Is like, if it wasn't for this dry January thing, I probably would have nothing.
Oh.
But, I successfully did Dry January, and on top of that, I did, like, kind of start, or not kind of, I started my diet, and I lost 1.5 pounds.
Yes.
And I did impress myself with that, because it took me a long time to finally get started, and now that I started drinking again, I'm like, fuck, because I had drinks last night, and then I woke up today, and I was like, that was so many calories that I should have not took in.
No, I feel you, girl.
So, yeah, I impressed myself. Like last week, or like the last couple of days.
Okay.
I don't know.
You also completed Dry January. Was that not impressive?
Do you need some time to think?
I guess I'll go with that. I don't know. I can't think of anything else, to be quite honest. I feel like I've been stuck in a funk. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess Dry January. It's kind of funny though, because I'm like segueing, but I also joined a freaking weight loss challenge at work.
Okay, I want to join. I want to be imaginary joiner for both.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I need to not eat anything.
Can we work out together? Take a workout class together?
Yeah.
We need to do something that, like, little kids can do, because...
No, that's totally fine. I'm okay for that.
Woo.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. That's what motivated me, too. I joined diabetic at work, and I'm like, okay, I need
to... Or I guess I'll say that I impressed myself by joining.
Joining?
Yeah.
A weight loss challenge.
Choosing to join is like the
not
biggest.
Not me. Weight loss challenge.
See, I'll take her any day. I think it was going out, just completely sober, and dancing your little hearts out. Yeah.
That was impressive.
That was impressive, yeah. And we were still just hyping everyone else up. I think that was like, hey, we still got this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to be drinking just to, like, you know, be a hype woman. Yeah, social.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
And honestly, friend, I think, can I tell you something that you should be proud of yourself for?
Sure.
You know, I feel like Rosie says a lot of times that she's really antisocial and she's not the person to, like, you know, do these social things. But I've seen the quite opposite recently, and I'm really proud of you. And she's been doing it sober, so it's absolutely amazing, and I think you need to give yourself a little more credit.
You're right. I'm also like, thank you. Not me tooting my own horn. You're right.
No, yes.
I have also recently gone out with people that I'm not comfortable with. I'd recently went out with a friend from school.
I could never.
Even just meeting their friends, you know? Thank you. That was impressive for myself.
Too. Yeah. And she had a great time. So I'm like, yes. She proved it to herself.
Yeah.
Alrighty, up next.
Number two.
I'm just going to grab from here.
Oh, number one. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What gave you a sense of achievement recently?
I feel like it's almost the same thing.
It's kind of the same, yeah.
Okay. It's a little different. Bam. How have you been asked to change?
How have you been asked to change? By someone?
Should we do another one?
I mean...
I can't... Wait, okay. Does it mean like... By someone or like...
How have you been asked to change?
By life or what? No, I don't know.
Okay, next.
Oh, geez. When was a time you chose yourself?
Starts crying.
I chose myself when I left my marriage.
Oh, yeah.
I had to choose
myself. That was a big one.
Us getting deep. No, I'm just kidding.
That was a total switch from the fucking the man that looked like a pug.
Yeah, that would be it for me.
Yeah. What was the question again?
When is the last time you chose yourself?
When was a time you chose yourself? Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I feel kind of bad for not being able to think of something.
Well, that just goes to show you that you need to choose yourself more often.
Yeah, I think that's what we need to do. Choose yourself a little more.
We're learning. That is not having answers. Let's try again. I finished my drink, by the way.
Me too. Oh,
hold on, let me... Look. Ew.
Look. Alrighty then. That's crazy.
The only thing is, this one's been sitting. I don't know how.
I know. I was thinking the ones in here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a wild card. Ooh. It says, "Let go of one thing you don't need anymore." We could just think of it and possibly that let go of it soon. Anymore? Or yeah, it doesn't have to be actually physical, I guess.
Let go of one thing you don't need.
This is hard. Anymore. I feel like on the spot, I'm like trying to think of something
fast. Let go of one thing you don't need anymore.
I feel like I can think of something and it's like childhood trauma, but I don't want to say what the childhood trauma is.
No, yeah.
Because I feel like even though like it doesn't bother me in the sense that like I'm going to cry about it, like I always think about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can't let go of it, but I should.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? I don't know.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I guess me too. I'm not going to say childhood trauma, but definitely trauma that I've had the last couple years. Mm-hmm. I have saved so many receipts. Receipts. And like, I have a lot of fucking stuff in my phone that I refuse to
You know
to
us
get
girls,
rid of.
Like, we keep our receipts because you never know when you're
rid of them. Yeah, I don't like, I've been saying, like, I'm not going to get rid of them because, honestly, to this day, sometimes, like, you know, your phone gives you little memories on your photo album shit. It comes up and I'm like, okay, it reminds me why I'm where I'm at now. And I'm like, okay, I need this. But sometimes I just go back and look at it for no reason.
Maybe just put it on your lap, put it on your desktop. And get rid of it on your phone.
I feel like that is something I could probably get rid of.
Yeah.
I definitely don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Dude, this is a really hard one. I don't know. Let go of one thing you don't need anymore. Maybe just negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get into my head a lot. And, but it's so hard to just, like, stop not thinking that way, you know?
We're, like, hardwired very specifically, and it's very hard to get out of the shit you're set into.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that a lot. I've, like, literally come to terms that I don't know where in my life it, like, happened, but I used to be, like, a very, I feel like, bright, organized, self-driven person, and I just turned very, like, pessimistic. I'd wake in the morning, and I'm like, what's gonna go wrong today? Mm-hmm. You know, preparing myself already for the worst, like not even giving myself a chance. And like even now, like I'm still stuck that way. And I think I've gotten a little
better.
Yeah. But it like causes me anxiety too. Yeah. I'm like, something's gonna happen. And then once like the smallest little thing happens,
it's downhill.
I'm like, bam, it's a trigger. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I was there for a while. I think I'm better now, but I definitely have been there.
Do any therapists want to sponsor
us? No. Therapy, girl. Therapy.
No, bleep it. You won't get that until you sponsor us. I'm just kidding.
For real.
But actually, I'm been pretty good with that because if I romanticize my life a lot, and if I don't do that, it's easy for me to be depressed and going through it and be in a bigger hole than I feel like I'm in. But yeah, I tend to romanticize my life a lot, whether it's like me getting up early and doing my matcha before school. My mornings have been really rough because I go to work so early. So that part is not really romanticized, but once I get to work, it's romanticized because I'm like, I'm dressed like my favorite, you know, freaking kindergarten teacher. Like, I'm helping the kids. Like, when I'm with the kids, like, they change my morning, like, really quickly. Sometimes it's bad, but then sometimes it's like, I don't know, they're kids, you know, like, I don't know. It's heartwarming. And then I get home and I make my matcha, get ready for school. I romanticize the shit out of school. Like, whether it's like my highlighters, my pens, my freaking, you know, supplies, or my music and my drive to school, my outfits. If I don't dress up, I feel like shit. And then like, I'm not in the space to like actually try to even, you know, do homework, or I try to go to like cute cafes or stuff like that.
Yeah,
I romanticize the shit out of like my life just because if I don't, it gets rough. But I feel like that's kind of what you have to do.
Yeah,
because if not, like, you know, it becomes really dull.
I'm very guilty of not doing that.
Yeah,
like especially for work, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not getting ready. I'm not putting makeup
Rosie
on.
Rosie literally will wake up 5 minutes before work. It's actually crazy.
Not 5 minutes, but like, I could wake up like 20 minutes before work and be fine because I don't fucking do makeup. I don't.
Yeah.
I just put my hair up and my clothes are ready.
Yeah.
Like, I make my coffee in the morning. That doesn't take very long, and that's it. I'm out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do think about it sometimes too, because there are girls who, you know, show up looking cute.
Yeah.
But my job is not a cute job. Like,
that's you negatively thinking.
No, but like, like, realistically, I'm cleaning shit.
I know, but
I'm not gonna be wearing makeup and having my hair done while like fucking wiping people's asses. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
But you're a nerd.
Yeah, because I feel like when I do my makeup, when I do my makeup, it definitely makes me feel like 10 times better.
Right?
But I think that's like my problem though. Like, I will set myself up for failure because I'm like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this and that. And then when I don't do it, it triggers the shit out of me.
And when it doesn't go as planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my issue too.
Because that's been me in general with life. Like, I'm like, at this point, I was going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, I was going to do that.
I've been going through
that. Da, 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 and it's just like, at this point, I'm like, I'm fucking over it.
No, yeah, I was like that.
Yeah,
I had that mentality too, and now I'm just like, fuck it.
I take it day by day at this point.
Fuck it. I didn't accomplish anything I was supposed to by now, but it's fine. It is.
It's okay. Take it day by day.
Yeah, unless I get too pessimistic. Too pessimistic.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Them negative thoughts are really hard to fucking get rid of.
But now that we had this conversation, I think one thing that I do want to let go of. I went blank. Oh my god.
nothing.
No, okay, one thing I do want to get rid of is my procrastination. Just like, I just want to be consistent with something, whether it's like my routine, workout schedules, or just like, I need to be consistent in the podcast, in school, so I don't fall back behind, because once I fall behind, that's when I get anxiety, that's when I feel like my life is falling apart. So yes.
Okay. Well, look at that. We talked ourselves through that one.
Yes, thank you for that, guys.
Oh, I was just putting it here, just in case we pull the same one. But now I'm going to go to two, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that was one, and those were already getting kind of deep.
I know. That was...
I'm scared.
That was just the ice.
Aw, this one's cute.
Okay.
It says, who helps you love yourself more? Baby Bree. For me, it's Bree. She's my hype woman for sure. She reminds me of what a bad bitch I am all the time.
Period.
And like, just a minute ago, she was hyping me up about being social. And yeah, it's Bree for me.
Aww.
I don't want to get too emotional, but obviously Esme.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say because I'm going to cry. I don't know. It's just so interesting because I had mentioned this to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And it was that when I had a kid, I thought my whole life was going to change.
Yeah.
That I was going to suddenly be happy. And am I, like, happy? No. Yeah. But I feel like having her in my life, like, encourages me to keep trying.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. No, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Fuck it. No, I'm just kidding. No, just because I'm getting emotional. No, but yeah, it's just been insane. It's been an insane journey, and I can't wait for it to continue.
Yeah. I'm glad you have your baby girl.
Who fucking chose this game?
Of course. Come on.
Sorry.
Can you please pass me another drink?
It's just so funny because I'm such a bitch, but there's certain topics that, like, get me, man.
No. Yeah.
We need to have these conversations.
We do need to have these conversations.
And after this, we're going to go to something ridiculous again. So it's just, we're really just doing this.
For real.
Thank you.
Hey.
I would have loved to talk more about that, but.
Oh, this one has a very strong tea flavor.
Mm-hmm. Done. I like this one.
I definitely like that one better.
Really? And I liked that one better. No.
Yeah, interesting.
I didn't drink that one. Which one did I drink?
The
pineapple one. It's not here.
Which one's that one?
Pomegranate?
White peach. The one? Oh.
We switched because
gotcha.
She got a repeat.
Yeah.
Where were we? Oh, you.
Oh, I think Rosie. Yeah, she's my hot woman, too.
Thank you. We try.
Yeah.
Pass this over.
Wait, it's your turn now?
It's my turn?
Because I pulled that one.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
We're very out of order, though. We're like,
it's fine.
Okay. Level 3?
2.
That one was in the wrong spot.
Oh, I think that one might be 2.
Okay, let's pull some. Level 2. Bam. What seemingly random things are you into? Seemingly random things are you into?
Random.
I don't know. What do you define as random?
I know.
I'm trying to think of, like, what my TikToks, like, you know, because sometimes you just end up on random ass TikToks.
She knits, guys. I don't know if you guys
crochet.
Crochet.
I did think of that. I like watching people crochet on TikTok too. So yeah, I guess that is
seemingly. I guess okay. The first thing I thought of, which I like watching people that watch people play games. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Twitch streamers that are watching people play. It's just, I don't know. It's just weird. I like people. Okay. Or no.
I get that.
I'm confusing myself. No, it's, I like watching people play a game.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Like Twitch stream.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's random.
No, yeah. Pretty random.
I mean, what defines random, really?
That's what I'm saying.
I like watching people crochet. I like...
The question was your random interests or random...
What seemingly random things are you into?
Oh, okay. I like baking cake sometimes. I secretly wanted to, like, I don't know, just be a cake decorator, but it's hard. That shit hard. But occasionally for, like, things like this, like, I'll try my best. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting a little better. Yeah.
So I like murder mystery stuff. I don't know if that's random, but yeah.
I feel like there's more I could be thinking of, but I'm blanking out right now.
Mm-hmm. I like dancing. I like doing dance classes. Now, I do. I'm trying to do it once a month.
I like watching people dance. I could scroll through that shit for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to convince Rosie to do a shuffling class with me.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I said yes. There's no convincing. I'm
ooh. So,
I said yes when you asked me.
Ooh.
I like shuffling.
Yeah, she does.
I low-key do like shuffling, but I like
raves.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I feel like that life is almost over for me.
I love raves.
Dude, okay.
I'm obsessed with raves.
I kind of feel the same way. I've been a homebody. I don't know. I feel like it's because I think I'm giving myself a reality check where it's like I have so much I want to be getting done. I want to get another job. And I feel like in order for me to have two jobs, could still be consistent with the podcast and be consistent full-time at school, I need to tune in. I need to lock in. And the only way to do that, just to go out less and less, you know? And And honestly, I'm okay with that. And I also want to be healthy and freaking fit. So to find that time for all of that, I need to lock
it. I feel like if I could, I still would.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I think occasionally
me having a whole child situation. Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
No, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's
I'm definitely not over it. It's just like the money thing that fucking sucks.
Yeah, I am.
But it's funny because I didn't rave for a long time, and then this bitch brought me back in, and now I'm in and she's out.
I know.
I like was low key retired, kind of like.
No, yeah, you were. You were literally like, escape, I don't like, think I could do this trend.
Yeah, and then she was like talking about wanting to go to raves. I'm like, dude, I'm old already.
She's back in the scene.
But I'm back
and I'm better than ever.
Because I'm
no, yeah, she's really into the EDM music now too.
Yeah. Because before I wouldn't even listen to that shit. Like, yeah. Like outside. Side of a rave, but now I do, so that's
I feel like I'll have my phases, but like at this moment this is where I am. Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Did we all answer the question? I forgot what the question was.
Random things.
Oh, yeah.
What's one thing you like about being you?
About being me?
Yeah,
me I don't fucking know.
That's really,
I know,
weird. I don't like being me.
Duh, we gotta think positive. See, this is training us to think positive.
About being me, what do I like about
That's my answer. I like that I am positive.
You are very positive.
Yes, and I like that I check people to make me positive.
I think that I'm a good time.
Yeah.
I think when you go out with me, you're gonna probably have fun.
I love that. No, that's good. It's good.
Yeah, that's about it.
Come on, Cindy. If not, I'm going to love bomb you right now.
I think I'm kind of funny, too.
Crickets? Insert crickets?
I think I'm kind of funny, too. Nah, Cindy's funny.
Cindy's looking hilarious. That's why I said kind of funny.
Nah, I'm just kidding. No, you're funny. I think we're all funny.
Yeah, we are. We're scary, spooky, hilarious.
No, yeah.
Crazy. Wait, I've already got how that goes already.
Crazy. Scary. Spooky. Hilarious. Keep painting this shit.
I don't know.
What's
honestly
one thing you like about being you?
We're all just staring at her.
She is a good mother. She's always a good time. Always positive. I love going out with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're so fun.
Yeah. She's funny. She's funny. She's a good funny time.
Honestly, Cindy, I've said this since absolutely day one. You are a natural beauty. I think you're so beautiful. Like, it's... I love it. I love it so much. No, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you're I'm telling you, I'm so fucking pessimistic.
Yeah. But that, like...
We're gonna work on
when you say that, it's definitely within yourself because you don't give us that vibe like when you're hanging out or anything like that. So
yeah.
You don't. I love your energy.
Exactly. You don't. Even though you say you're pessimistic, you're not. You don't spread that energy to others. You don't. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to
get. Nice.
At.
That's nice because nobody likes that. Nobody likes a Debbie Downer.
She would not be invited anymore.
A Debbie Down in solitude.
Right.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to number three. Oh, my God. That was already deep, guys.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Mommy?
Help.
Oh. Oh, jeez. I don't like that.
I'm just like, huh? Okay, it says what?
She just doesn't understand it.
No, I get it, but I'm just like, it says, what's one thing about yourself you don't want to forget? That I'm a good time.
Wait, that was confusing.
Right? That's why I was like, wouldn't like, you don't want to ever forget this part of you, I'm assuming? Or should I just change it?
No, I think I have something. I don't want to forget how strong I am. Because sometimes I think I forget that you know? Okay. Sometimes I don't realize how much I've pushed through and still...
You took my thingy. I was going to say how I can push through things.
No, yeah.
I guess kind of similar.
That's pretty true, actually, yeah.
Me and Cindy are very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I feel like, how do I say this? Like, I feel like, considering what I've been through, obviously, I'm pretty sure, like, certain people have gone through so much more than me. But I feel like if I kind of look back, I feel like I could end up fucked, you know? Like, I have a career for myself. Like, I I have your a beautiful money. Child. I have my own car. Like, yeah. Not that I'm trying to brag about all the shit I have, but I feel like I've done okay for myself considering my circumstances. Whereas, like, I didn't become a hoe. No, I'm just kidding. Like, I didn't become a drug addict. Like, yeah. I finished school. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
I
feel
like
yeah.
I am able to push through things even though there's shit that does set me back, but I still, like, I try my best, pretty much.
It's actually a really good one.
Do you journal, Cindy? Do you like journal?
No. I probably should.
I want to get better at it, but the times that I have journaled and I'll be cleaning my room real good and I find those, like, you know, journals and I just, like, damn, like, I just forget. You just forget, dude. I think I block out certain traumas or certain things I go through. And when I look back at those journals, I'm like, damn, like, I feel so bad for this perversion of myself. But I can't believe, like, you know, like, I'm in a better place, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
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 But because of that, I think I want to journal more.
I know. I literally was like, okay, I'm going to start journaling. Yeah. I did one entry this year, and I haven't done another one. Oh. But for me, it's because I really need to be alone. Mm. I really need to be, like, in the right headspace. Because if I'm going to write, like, and be very honest with what I'm writing, I need to be fully, like,
you know what there. You know what you should do, friend? Like, when you get home, before you get out of your car, do it then.
That's true.
Because I think a lot of times I literally, before I get home, I just sit in my car and just be by myself for a minute.
Because I've been thinking about doing it when I get to work, because I get to work early and I sit in my car. Need to do that before going to work. Yeah. I sit in my car for a little while. So, there's times where I'm like, I should have just brought my journal. I could have, like, jotted some shit down right now. But, yeah, the journaling thing is, I also love to look back and be like, damn.
Yeah.
She was going through it.
Okay. Better. Better.
Oy.
Better progress.
Good.
Fucking cold.
Yeah.
It is cold, dude. I didn't hang last episode.
Would you like to wear my jacket?
I'm gonna try to hold it off.
What challenge do you want to take on next?
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
We love a challenge.
I feel like I'm copping out on this one, and I want to go back to the weight loss challenge.
Oh.
Like, I more than anything, obviously, the money.
Money.
Would be nice to win. But I think more importantly, like, I want to, because I've, especially since giving birth, like, I'm big. I'm at the biggest I've ever been. And I didn't lose any fucking, the weight. Yeah. So that's kind of, like, sad a little bit. And then, like, it really does, like, affect you. Like, when you don't look good to yourself, it projects and everything, right? But I want to, like, lose weight in the sense where I'm gonna keep it off.
Yep. Yeah.
And not where I'm just gonna fucking starve myself for the next 3 months.
Yeah. No.
And then gain that shit back and then some, you know? Could I work on other challenges in my life? Yes.
Yeah. But no, yeah. I think I agree with you. Yeah. I think it's gonna be mine too. Because I want to maintain it. Like, I think I used to be really good. Like, my mom, she was, like, a little health nut when I was growing up. So, it became, really easy. It wasn't something I really had to think about. I naturally liked working out. I remember people used to make fun of me because I would work out, like, at such a young age. It was weird. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. But I had good, you know, ground to start off with, you know. But I'm not going to blame Ruben, but, like, coming over here.
This household is terrible.
Yeah, I don't have snacks. I'm not a snack household. Mm-hmm. I've never had snacks around the house like this. This house, they have all the snacks. I've never tried all these snacks before. I had my first icy with Ruben, all the 7-Eleven snacks. All, you know, it was fun, and I enjoyed my, you know, teenage years, but, like, it caught up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just, because it wasn't, like, I wasn't torturing myself back then. Like, I enjoyed what I...
You just naturally didn't
do
those things.
Exactly.
You didn't grow up with them.
No. Mm-hmm. And I was healthy, but I was healthy in my mindset, too, you know? Like, I've seen people who will starve themselves and then start binge eating. I don't want to do that. I really, really don't want to do that.
It just never ends well.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I want a healthy, consistent
lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah.
I can agree with that one too. I've been working on it already, but
I feel like since we all have the same goal, it'll be really a little bit easier and helpful that we keep each other not accountable but have support within each other.
Yeah. I need to really stop buying coffee.
I
stopped that one like a couple years ago.
Me too, but I need money to do that. Money.
I've been recently Just because I feel like tired all the time, I go and get freaking Starbucks before work.
But
and that's
and a lot of times it's like
awful.
It's like a treat, right? Like it's like a start of your day. I feel that, but yeah. I learned to make my own, and it still feels like that treat.
And it's funny though, because Carlos got me like a machine, with the actual all like the way. I don't know what you call it. An espresso machine or no, it's a freaking machine. I don't know how it's like where you put the little thing in and you do that and then you no, it's not that. It's a machine, but we haven't fucking set it up. But yeah, I already know like that would save me a bunch of fucking money. Mm-hmm. And also the same thing, I'm really bad. And I undownloaded all my fucking food apps and I redownloaded them again. But I waste so much fucking money on that shit. Yeah. And it's not good.
No,
I need to start cooking for myself.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like I used to like cooking and now I don't like cooking. It's so hard for me to cook for myself. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I'm kind of getting a little motivated just because I've been seeing my sister meal prep.
Oh, yes.
And I feel like it's like kind of like getting into my mind. Yeah. Like, start meal prepping.
Yeah. I do it like here and there. But, you know, sometimes I literally don't feel like I have time or like energy.
Yeah.
But
that's why I think it's I want to train myself to have like at least 3 core meals that like are super easy and healthy that I don't have to really think about or work too much about into it when I feel like that, you know, because that way I set myself up for success.
Right. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think for me, another challenge would probably be I already kind of started, but like I really am trying to cut off unnecessary purchases, like you know, it's really hard. TikTok be selling me on all kinds of shit I don't need. And yeah, I'm really, really, really trying. I fucked up my fucking credit and I'm in debt right now. So that's like what I've been really trying to fix. But I'm toxic because I'm working on that. But at the same time, I'm like, how can I afford to go to my next festival?
I'm going to Coachella. Yeah,
I'm going to Coachella. Like in my head, I'm going to Coachella. Do I have a ticket? Do I have the money? No. But I'm going to go.
Not me earlier saying, I want a few pairs of Uggs.
Right, I'm not going to charge. Like, my main thing is, like, as long as I don't fucking put it on a credit card, I'm good. Because that's my, like, before I would just be like, oh, I'll charge it.
Yeah.
But I need to not do that. So I'm working on paying off my debt, not buying an unnecessary shit. But festivals for me are necessary because my mental health needs it.
I
honestly do feel like going to festivals just fucking makes me so happy. Like, I need something to look forward to.
It's so weird how that works, because thereafter, you feel so fucking drained and tired. But it's, I don't know, raves are weird. Yeah. I love them. But like, it's just so odd.
I truly feel like I need to, like, go to one often because my mental health needs it.
No, yeah. I feel like I felt like that, too. But honestly, like, the podcasts are just, like, us going to audience. Like, that's, like, my new, like, something to look forward to.
Because I'm like, okay, the podcast needs my story times now.
We need
to go out.
Do it for the plot. No, yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, I've, like, mentioned this before. The whole thing of, like, you know, getting your outfit ready, doing makeup, but the whole thing about it is just, I don't know what it is. It's like, it is therapeutic.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it is too.
I think it's a form of self-love. You really just put the time in for yourself
to
have fun with your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so good.
It's so good.
It is so good.
I need it.
It's so expensive.
I know.
But like, so fun.
Yeah.
And memories, it's worth it.
I always just think like, dude, I could die tomorrow. just go to fucking Coachella.
You can only live once.
Right, YOLO.
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 Anyway.
Yeah. What the fuck was the question?
the
challenge.
I was like, what was it? So did we finish?
What challenge do you want to take on next?
Yeah. I think we all answered it.
Yes.
I hope I didn't.
Are we ready? No, you just did that one.
Oh. No. That one was mine. So you're doing
I'm so sorry. Okay, I thought that was yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. What are you not sure about anymore?
Do I want to keep living? No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go back to this. I can say
one thing, right? Okay. And I think it's in regards to my career. I don't know. Should I out myself? Do people know what I am? Okay, so I essentially wanted to further myself within my
scope.
My scope or whatever. I feel like that's good. Whatever. Anyway.
I think we kind of already know what lane we're in because we've
simply talked about it. But I pretty much wanted to further myself, and I feel like I'm at a point where that's going to be very difficult. And I've become very complacent at where I work because I make enough. Like, I'm comfortable. Like, I'm not struggling. Could I make more? Yes. But I just think, like, now going back to school is going to be tough because I don't think I can do school and job full time.
Right.
And I am a mother. Mm-hmm. So that's also tricky. And I don't know if I wouldn't want to, like, I wouldn't want to, like, go part time at work because, you know, my insurance, my daughter's off my medical insurance. Yeah. Which fucking bullshit.
Man. No, right.
Yeah. It's expensive as fuck.
Yo, I pay $300 and something every paycheck for my insurance. But yeah, no, that is, so I would have to worry about, like, my insurance and, like, Esme's insurance. And then it's also, like, I like money coming in. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't like to have to depend on somebody. I don't know if I could depend on somebody. Yeah. So it's just tough because beforehand, my parents, bless them, they got me through their...
Through school.
And they paid. Like, that's why I don't have student loans. Yeah. I paid the half that I needed to, and my parentals paid the other half.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing, like, having to go in severe debt again. Do I want to do that? Mm-hmm. Could I potentially pay the debt off quickly? Yes. But then also, like, do I have the mental capacity to get through school again? Because I feel like I've become very, 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 very dumb. Same. So I don't know.
We have study dates together.
I have so much to say, but I'm like, let me let her finish.
So that's where I'm at.
Finish, go off, sis. But I'm speaking to myself too, because I'm in the same boat. Like, obviously I could be making fucking more money.
Mm-hmm. You could always be making more money.
Two jobs, and I'm still barely fucking, like, you know, I'm at the bottom of the barrel where I'm at. So yeah, I think about the same things too. But honestly, like, okay, some debt is not bad, first of all. Mm-hmm. It builds your credit. For me, it's a different story because I am in severe debt right now, so I definitely would have to fix that first.
We should celebrate when you get that.
But,
like, go to Dubai!
Hawaii.
For you, potentially, like, okay, I understand, like, the having to, like, you know, depend on someone maybe, but just, like, it's temporary. 2 years tops.
Correct, yeah. 2 years
tops.
Time
is flying anyway.
I'm going into an accelerated program, so it's probably like a year and a half.
Halfway there. So, let's say a year and a half, and then yes, you will probably go into debt, but debt is okay. I seen this TikTok recently about this girl talking about how, like, why are, especially Mexicans, for some reason, like, we're terrified of debt when it's like a total, all of fucking America is in debt. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a normal thing. You just have to, like, pay it, you know. Pay your payments on time. Pay it off. Your credit score will raise and you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And there was something else that you were saying that I was like, okay, I have a rebuttal for that.
Have a counterpoint.
Yeah, I have a rebuttal. But now I forgot it. Yeah. But yeah, like, of course, going to school is a good idea, like, no matter what.
I feel like you should at least...
Oh, that was the thing. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to lose it. No, go. Again, if you work at... the same, like, at a hospital like me, it's 3 days. Mm-hmm. It's 3 days.
That's true.
So you can still be full-time, still have insurance, and still have time for school.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a different location. That might be the issue. Mm-hmm. But even that, just I think your first step should just be at least to go to the school or wherever you want to go to.
Yeah.
And see your options out. Mm-hmm. And see what options you do have. That way you could get a real...
Do you want to go to school with me? No, I'm just kidding.
You're going to be in an accelerated program. Yeah. And I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't want to be what you want to be. I don't want to be that at all. I will do something in that lane.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking more like, you know, x-ray tech, ultrasound tech, something like that. I do not want to have that title that you want.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I don't think it's
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I feel like you guys should just go in and just, like, see what options you have.
I've been saying it too, like, you know, it's about time for me to go to school. I've been doing what I've been doing for over 10 years.
Honestly, like, surgical tech sounds pretty dope too, but that's like a whole different thing.
They make bang too.
Yeah, oh yeah, they do.
The money is there. We just gotta go get it. Go to school.
How do you pronounce it? I can't pronounce shit. The estheticians, the people that put you down.
Yeah.
They make bang.
Anesthesia.
There you go, those people.
Yeah. Are your face.
No, my bad. No, yeah, the people that.
Anesthesiologists. People that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That literally, but you know.
Yeah, there's there's so many lanes you can go down.
Correct.
Yes. Do it so we can study together.
It's never too late to go back. I mean, I know obviously it's different. You have a child, you know, you have a life, but it's definitely never too late to go back.
Never say
I'm talking
never.
To myself too.
No, yeah.
I'm talking to my damn self.
Yeah. At least just go in. Just go in and see your options out.
Ooh.
I think we've completed these, have we?
Yay! Wow.
We should do these again one day. I like that. Right?
This Love is why these. I really wanted this for us.
It got me thinking.
It really did. Mm-hmm. Hey, honestly,
feeling
genuine conversations. I loved it.
Yeah.
We're back, baby. Ooh.
We're back, and I'm fucking cold, so I put a
sweater
on.
Should we like speed run the childhood crushes? Because I feel like this is gonna be interesting.
Interesting. Yes, where the fuck is my phone? Because I need my phone. God damn it. Oh no, it's right here.
Don't panic. Don't panic. Okay.
Yes, we could do childhood crushes.
Okay. I only have 3 on my list that I could think of.
Okay.
Because I was a late bloomer. No, I'm just kidding.
Define that. What do you mean by late bloomer?
Like, I don't think I had, like, heartthrob crushes for a long time.
Yeah. I had little crushes here and there, but I don't think I... You know how, like, some people, like, were really into, like... a band or Justin Bieber and they had posters. I never did that. No.
So, same. Well, yeah.
I had posters on my wall, but it was of so many different people because I was in music. Same. I've always been into music. So it was like everyone
my
that
thing
I loved
was like you know those binders you used to have in school? Mm-hmm. I used to have like the pictures and shit in there. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would do, but like I don't recall having like full blown posters and stuff.
Or like fan account.
That was
I'll get there.
I was gonna say we're too old for that, but never mind. No, my walls were full of pictures of artists, but it wasn't like, anyways.
I suppose
who wants to start?
You.
You. The one person like that I think of when I think of childhood crush, and literally childhood because I was very young, is you guys probably don't even know who the fuck this is, but. JC Chazé.
Sounds familiar.
He is the singer from NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
I used to be obsessed with NSYNC and not Justin Timberlake like everyone else. Everyone else was
in love different.
With Justin Timberlake. JC Chazé was my man.
You weren't like obsessed. The rest of the girls.
I really was obsessed with him. I don't know why. He's a beautiful man. He still is. To this day, I'm like, yep, that's him.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's the one that I can like truly say is like my childhood crush. I still have a crush on him. He's still cute.
Oh, love that.
Okay. Do you guys want to go next and then I go to the next one? Or
okay. Mine is Shark Boy.
Taylor Lautner.
When I was young. Yeah.
Where you been, loca?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. But this
it was specifically
where I first knew him.
Shark Boy.
Yes. Specifically Shark Boy. And they say, like, your childhood crushes look like your, like, future men or whatever. But the spiky hair was Ruben when I first met him. And the dark tan skin. But Shark Boy.
That's so cute.
That version of him.
That version.
Aww.
So cute.
I just think of Twilight.
Okay, give me some of that.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, yours.
I feel like I'm a little ashamed of mine now.
Don't be ashamed.
But I was really into Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas. Oh.
I'm only saying because apparently he's a terrible man.
Wait, what?
Well, we're not
his whole
about that.
Breakup with Sophie Turner. Is that her name?
I have not heard of that. But I'm a Joe stan. I like Joe.
I never got into like the Jonas Brothers.
Really?
Yeah. I liked Jonas Brothers. Yeah, I really liked Joe. Like, I thought that man was everything. I wasn't really into like his camp rock shit or anything like that, or like
okay.
him on Disney Channel, but like him specifically, like from the Jonas
from
Brothers.
From the Jonas Brothers,
I loved it, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So I feel like I have to chime in.
Go ahead.
So I was a Nick girl. This version.
Nick Jonas?
Nick Jonas.
Oh, my, who's this?
So this version of him specifically, I fall in love with him.
He's cute.
In Camp Rock when he sang this song.
I'm telling you, they were iconic.
Iconic.
I never watched Camp Rock. I never got into like those. I think I already had. I feel like I was already older.
I don't know. Camp Rock.
I'm not sure how old I was.
Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
Jonas
and also Brothers. Hannah Miley was like, no, there was like this whole thing with Miley and Nick, and then Selena and Nick, and there was a whole drama and like
spicy.
I was eating the popcorn, and actually, I didn't know about the drama. I learned about the drama once I was older because I was too young. Yeah. But I learned about it when I was older, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay,
all
right. The other one that I could like really think of that I was low key obsessed with was Chris Brown, he beat up Rihanna.
Yeah.
And I used to be like doing the math because we're kind of similar in age.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know what? It's possible. It's possible. Yeah. His little dance moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. I love him now.
I'm gonna be very. Yeah. I was gonna say like, you know, I'm not trying to fucking like, you know. I know what happened, but we saw him at Rolling Loud. We saw him at Rolling Loud. I was fucking losing my mind. Yeah. I'm like, damn, dude, this guy still got it. He
was at Lovers and Friends too.
Yeah.
Every single time we see him live, it's just like, so good. Yeah.
Yeah. He still
got it. But we don't condone. No, yeah.
Did you do a backflip on Kai's live stream?
No. What the fuck? Yeah. No, I didn't. He was on Kai's live stream? Yeah. I missed that.
I watched that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Or,
The other one I have was freaking Chris Evans. Captain America.
Okay.
I kind of really got into him when he came out with the Fantastic Four. I was obsessed with that man.
It's a handsome man.
He's very handsome. Yeah.
I get it.
I had a thing for sex. I would say sexy Thor, but like that was when I was older already.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I still refer to him as sexy Thor. Like every time.
Because I do remember specifically with
something Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. I used to have a cutout of Chris Evans in my freaking binder.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys know who this is?
The dude from Peter Pan.
Okay. Nope. Another childhood crush. Seeing this man, I was like, he's so cute. But yes, it was.
Love that.
Yeah. What's his name? I don't know his actual name. Peter Pan.
That's Peter Pan. Name. Okay.
Peter Pan.
A cutie.
Love that.
The only other one that I had thought of was Eminem.
Oh.
I did go through like this phase of just thinking he was the most handsome man on earth. I did have posters of him all over my room. I think. Also, just because, you know, I'm a personality and talent type of girl. Nah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this dude is a fucking sick ass rapper.
Yeah.
He's a genius. I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. My turn. Okay, this is my last one too. Okay. So I wasn't young though. This is when I started getting into K-pop.
Oh, okay.
That's what I should have said in random things, which I feel like isn't random, but I was into K-pop. I've kind of like deviated myself out a little bit. I still listen to the old shit I was into.
Yeah.
But I used to really like this one idol from a particular band called Big Bang. And he recently came out in Squid Games.
I know where you're going with
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. That was my fucking man, dude. Oh, I fucking love that dude. And that's where my fan account shit comes in.
Oh.
So I did not start a fan account, but I would be sickly looking at the him on fucking Tumblr, like looking at like, and it's just sick because literally they would get them at any fucking time. Them going to the studio, them going to perform at the idol shows. Everything, like, I would be looking at that shit, and it's sick. Funny. And you know what's so funny? I was a little naive at that time. Uh-huh. When I started out my fucking YouTube profile, I fucking put, my username was Cindy Loves Top.
Cindy Loves Top.
Correct. Not knowing the full not knowing fully what that meant.
Right.
And it wasn't long until I realized.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't that. I finally changed it to my full name because I was like, girl, you can't be leaving comments. You can't be liking the podcast videos as Cindy Loves Top. Because
Well, can I?
Do I love it? No, I'm just kidding.
Change it back. Need to be putting on display.
But yeah, I don't know why it didn't click. It didn't click.
Well, no, because you had your eyes, your mind on one thing, and it was top and not top, top. You know?
T.O.P. You know? T.O.P.
Okay, well, oh my God, that's actually hilarious. That I didn't know who that guy was until Squid Games, but then I did kind of go on a deep dive with him because I got obsessed with him on Squid Games, and I'm like, oh, he's from Big Bang, and that's when I started learning
fuck
about
that
him.
Man. I fuck that man. I mean, love
she'd
that man.
She fucked that man.
You know what's so fucked? Big Bang was actually going to perform in Coachella 2020.
Oh.
The fucking Coachella that got canceled because of COVID. Mm-hmm. That just would have been so epic.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I saw the lineup. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go. Like, I'm going to watch. I'm telling you, like, I love, to this day, I still love Big Bang. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they resonate for that time in my life. And it was just so sad because I have seen them perform before. I have gone to a concert. I've gone to a concert of GD, which is the group leader of that idol group or whatever. Mm. But pretty soon after that, they disbanded.
What?
Yeah. There's a lot of crazy shit because one of the members got into some crazy shit.
Ooh,
well, I also heard that Top like got in trouble, right? Like
because he smoked marijuana.
Mm. He said drugs, so
it was marijuana.
Okay,
wow. Yeah, and in Korea, they're marijuana is worse than killing somebody.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he got in trouble, and he
it became a whole thing. But one of the members actually,
that's crazy,
started like a sex trafficking business.
Oh hell no!
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Red Sun scandal.
Wow.
And that completely like obliterated the group. There's no, because recently GD, the main dude, came back and he performed with three of the members, but like Top is like not doing shit with them anymore, and well, obviously Sungri. Mm-hmm. He's not allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
K-pop.
Is this like a documentary about like,
you can definitely like find YouTube videos where they're explaining the Red Sun scandal, but that shit was crazy. Like there was multiple different idols from different like idol groups involved, and it like the dude had like what is it called, a bar or like a club or something, and they were like sex trafficking people and like. God, yeah, it was insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so scary.
That's crazy.
Damn.
But Cindy loves Top.
Honestly, it's iconic, bro.
Period, sis.
Honestly, yeah. Change it back.
I just, like, maybe I should have kept it, but I was just iconic. Like, Cindy.
Cindy, what were you thinking, Cindy?
I should have specified Cindy loves T.O.P. because that's his actual name. It's T.O.P., but obviously yeah. Top.
That's hilarious.
That's actually so hilarious. Okay. I think I have one more. It's actually a whole group.
The whole entire group can get it. I'm just kidding.
Can get it. Okay. Again, childhood crush. Child. Mindless behavior.
Who the fuck is this?
I know. Mindless behavior. Let me look at
this. Who the fuck are these?
Yeah, it's a band.
Childhood crush. Yeah. Let me show you a quick video. Them. Hold on.
Oh, there's children.
I was a child. I got him. But wait, but there were... They got bobs.
Okay. Okay. I see it.
Yeah.
And then they... Sorry, let me pause. They had a reunion recently where they danced together. Look at this shit. What? Look at this shit. Look at this shit. He's bald, though, but, I mean, he's still fine.
Oh.
That's so funny. I've never heard of these.
But yeah,
people.
They were big. They really? Were big.
So big. I'm going to literally send you so many videos and you better watch
them. They're probably like the so Black good. Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way. Yeah. Never heard of them.
They're, I'm going to show you. Okay. But they were actually very talented and I really liked them. One of them I think is in jail though.
It happened.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't have any more. I couldn't think of any. Ooh. I'm like, there has to be like some really young ones, but I can't remember. Yeah.
Like movie wise, no,
I can't.
A lot of these were movie wise, where I was just like, he's cute.
You know? I had a little more time to think about it, maybe, but I can't think of any. No. Okay. But JC Chade was, he was the one. He was the one for me.
I'm a little excited for this. This is going to be funny. Too.
Okay, hear me out.
You guys could see, there's a cake here. You guys could see it. I saw you. I made this cake. So
it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Thank you, Brianna, for making a beautiful cake.
It could be better, you know, we're going to smash into it. So let's get started with
the point.
Hear me out.
Hear me out.
I'm scared.
Let's just go this way. Or you ain't gonna.
Yeah,
I'll start.
Okay, you start.
I don't know when to start though. I'm a little like.
I know.
I'm gonna start with the one that you guys already know.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with this one, and I feel like this is kind of what I have now.
Okay, listen. First of all, excuse this because the photo got cut out. So insert picture.
Okay, my photos are terrible too. Just so you know, I did a terrible job.
Duncan from Total Drama.
Oh my god. Yes. Okay.
And I say this is what I have now because
that looks like
Carlos is a punk. So I manifested this. It's just
I'm gonna be very honest.
You know who this is?
I don't know who this is.
No, okay, hold on.
But the outfit looks like Carlos. So.
Oh, you know what's so funny? I've literally showed Total Drama Island, like that whole crew, to Rosie. Familiar. So we could dress like it for like a rave or something. And she's like, what the fuck is this?
Total Drama Island, I love. I was obsessed with that. Cartoon Network had a chokehold on me.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my vibe too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like Carlos minus the piercings.
Yeah.
That literally looks like
his girl even look hotter. Hold on. No, actually, it wasn't
his girl. He had two girls.
Okay, they're showing her, but
Courtney
it wasn't her.
And that other chick.
The blue hair.
Need to look into this show.
Cause... Yeah, it's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, it should okay. be. Also, I forgot what the girl's name was, but, you know. What?
I'm like, oh, so it's my turn
Yes,
now.
It is.
I feel like I was too tame with mine's middle.
It makes sense. That's the style. That's the vibe. Honestly... that's on the list too, you know?
I don't know where I was with mine, but it's the first things that came to my mind, okay? Mm-hmm. But okay. Hear me out. Fucking straight.
Hey, photo of her as Fiona.
I don't even want to say
Take
too
it
much about
town.
It. I don't even have so much to say about it. Just something about Shrek that.
You know what? You he know treats what? Women right.
Yeah. That's true.
Personality.
Yeah.
And personality.
He's like,
I'm just kidding.
Next.
He has a British accent, though, so.
I like that, too.
Just, like, talk to me.
I like the accent.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready. now that we're doing it, I'm, just, like, so shy.
This is so fun. This is so fun. Hold on. I can't get over it. Hold on. All right.
Okay. Go.
Adult Simba.
Wait, yes.
Yes.
See, I feel like maybe I didn't think outside the box enough.
Hold on. That one scene with him and Nala, like, wait, falling in love.
Like, I can picture his hair being, like, so beautiful.
Just something about it.
She said,
just something about it. Like,
okay.
Should we finish these two, though?
Yeah. We could share them, no?
We have to.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Did you try? You tried this one, huh?
Which one's that one?
Wait, mango pear?
No.
Okay, so we can try this.
I tried mango pear.
This is the one I didn't try. Wait, how many flavors are there?
I think we've each haven't tried two of them, no?
You guys haven't tried these, tried that so one, I think you guys should share this one. And, I mean...
Okay. Has she tried that one?
At least try them.
I haven't tried it.
She hasn't tried that one either.
Mango pear? Okay, then we're all just sharing.
We each haven't tried two flavors.
Okay, so but... we're all sharing these.
Fine.
Mm. Hey. Interesting.
Ooh, I like this one.
Okay, where am I at here? Let me see. Let's see what this one.
Hear me out.
I'm hearing.
From Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh. Wait. Okay. He looks like a baddie.
Okay. He does look like a baddie.
I can see your
Your
she
vibe.
Has, she has a.
She has a. She has a type.
He was
yeah.
a fucking asshole, but I feel like I would like that.
It's like the bad boy.
I don't know. I also have, okay. Do you have anything else to add to it?
No.
Okay. I'll go with an asshole too, because I have one on my list too. Okay?
I'm starting with my
demure ones?
Human ones.
I don't think I have any assholes.
Oh.
I think I'm stable.
I think I have a thing for bad boys now. Okay, hear me out. I forgot his name. This guy from Doug.
Oh. the fucking bully. Doug, but I know who that
What's
is.
What's his name? I looked it up before we did this so I could remember and I forgot again. Anyways, the green fucking punk looking guy from Doug. Mm? Wow. What the fuck is his name?
I don't know.
I don't have my phone, so I can't look it up.
From Doug?
Something. Fuck, I looked it up and I forgot. Mm. I thought he was just such a cool guy.
Roger.
Roger.
Klutz.
Klutz or something like Klutz.
Klutz.
It's in the name.
Klutz.
You're such a klutz.
Look at him. He looks like a baddie. I love
I'm
it.
So dead.
I love
so
that for good. Us.
Is it my turn already?
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, how outrageous do I want to go right now?
Max from the Goofy movie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's cool. Wow.
Wow.
Wait, put him in front. Cause he...
Here, let's turn it. There you go.
Yeah, he's cute. He was cool, too.
He's cute, cool, goofy.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, damn it. It's
I could be his Roxanne. Is that her name?
Roxanne? And Roxanne the baddie, too.
Yeah, Roxanne's
okay,
a baddie.
I'm going to go a little controversial, but hear me out.
Here, we're hearing you out, girl. We listen and we don't judge. I'm so excited.
Bugs Bunny.
No.
Bugs.
Not the same picture. Wait, Bugs Bunny, really? What
does it mean? But listen, if he can How bag so good? Lola, he can bag me.
That's what I said! You know what's funny? Oh my God. When I was thinking of shit like that, I
And look at the pose.
Right! That's what got me too.
Wait.
with that logic, though, like, I was thinking about Roger Rabbit. Because I'm like, dude, if he can fucking get Jessica Rabbit. Like, yeah. But I opted out of him, but he was a thought.
But also, just like, you know, his humor, there's something about it.
Yeah, he's cool. Dead.
That's so funny. It's actually so funny. Oh, so it's my turn now, then.
We have the same type.
Mm. Okay. Roger. No, Roger Rabbit.
Bugs Bunny.
I feel like this one is a little bit kind of obvious, or maybe not obvious. I don't think any of these are obvious. But, like, you know, it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. Bugs Bunny doesn't make sense. This one makes sense, okay? I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
I'm not an addict.
Anyways, Johnny Bravo. Come on. Look at him.
Tell me why I was going to choose him.
Because he's fucking, look at him.
I get it.
You can't go wrong with Johnny Bravo.
I'm so dead.
Okay. I love our lineup. It's looking great.
Dude, it's actually horrendous.
Hear me out.
Okay.
2D from the Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah. I love that for you.
That makes sense.
See, she has a type.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. She has a type.
That makes sense.
I like that one. If I would have thought of that, I would have put it too.
You did a good job on that one.
Yeah. Okay, my turn?
Yes.
This is the last one I have printed out, but I do have another one I want to talk about.
Murdoch, but I feel like, I don't know, Murdoch's a player.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, it's definitely that one. 2D. Okay. Okay, this one is a little
Isn't it Brie next?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's because
I got Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, mine is fucking Otto from Rocket Power. He was so cool.
Yeah.
He was so totally cool, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like his voice.
Yeah,
the raspy voice.
The raspy voices. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. I'm like, should I save the
I gotta save the best for last.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have one more?
Yeah.
Oh, I have two more.
That's why you were next.
Oh, okay. I have two more.
We fucked up.
Okay.
It's okay, because I have none left. But I have one that I'm gonna talk about.
All right. Diego from Ice Age.
Oh, yes. Diego was bad.
He was bad. I don't know.
He was a bad one.
No, this is the other
You have feline. A thing for fucking felines, huh? Yeah. Bestiality.
Hey, stop.
Stop hey, right now. Hey,
she's into the animals, I see.
Okay, so.
I like him a little wild, you know? A little wild.
This is my ultimate. Hear me out.
Okay, we love this for you. Do it with confidence.
Lick a tongue.
And I know why.
That's iconic.
I'm hearing you, girl.
That's iconic.
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Yes, I am.
Wait, that is iconic.
She loves top, and she likes the Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
That is iconic. Let us both coughing at the same time.
I don't think I need to explain myself.
I don't think you do either. I think we got it. We got it, girl. Get it, girl.
Okay, I don't have a printout of it, but we'll insert a picture because I don't know what happened. I thought I printed out, but I didn't. Hear me out. Optimus Prime.
From the cartoon.
Oh, here.
Optimus Prime. Show you.
Here. I can't show you my phone because my phone's recording.
Insert picture. No, I'm just kidding.
The Transformer?
Yes.
Optimus
the bad guy?
Prime.
No. Not a bad guy.
Optimus Prime. Yeah, I think I know.
He's definitely a robot.
I'm so dead.
He is machinery.
And I don't know how it would work, but you know, this is the photo that I was going to post.
What the fuck?
Oh, with the gun.
So it's not even like the real life version?
Well, no, the cartoon. I mean, it just made more sense to do the cartoon version in my head.
Look at that. I feel like the real life version is a little more sexy. But that...
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Something about Optimus Prime that always got me a little excited. I'm just kidding.
A little excited.
Whoa.
Not like that.
Have you guys ever watched Princess Diaries?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe.
From Princess Diaries. Oh my God. Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Yeah, he's
just the energy. Mm-hmm. Protective. You know? He got you. Mm-hmm. Respectful.
Mm-hmm. He's a little on the older side.
Yes. But the energy.
Okay. All right. Wow, look at how beautiful cake. This is amazing. Had I had more time to think, I probably could think of like a couple other ones. But
we did have enough time. We just procrastinated.
No.
Don't blame the time.
I printed my pictures today.
I printed mine yesterday. No, but like I was thinking about it the whole entire time, but I think I needed to really like go through my repertoire of like movies and
that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I went through everything.
I just was remembering
I was literally gonna choose Johnny Bravo and then the other person in my list was gonna be if anybody knows this anime, Soul Eater, Death from Soul Eater.
Mm. I've heard of it, but
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
It's kind of giving that aesthetic of like bitches really like Scream and kind of like sexualized Scream.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like that earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that man was a good father. It's not even a man, he's Death, but yeah.
Okay. That's so dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn,
that was fun.
We learned a lot about each other today.
Mm-hmm.
Did we?
Also, I learned a lot about Cindy today.
Beast. Also, Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
was kind of in there, but
yeah,
I'm like,
same too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm like,
no, yeah,
Beast. He's a prince,
but like a tongue, you know.
Yeah,
that's the best one of them all.
That was really good.
This was really good.
Yeah, I mean, there was some that were like, kind of, you know.
Yeah,
I was trying to think out of the box.
I don't know why.
Wild like, cards.
My brain wouldn't go to movies. I was just thinking of like old cartoons I used to watch.
Like
Shrek, because Shrek to me was the first fucking thing that popped in my head. other than that, I was just like, okay, what were the cartoons I used to watch?
Yeah.
And that's where I went. But like, I didn't go down movie lane at all. And I could.
Yeah. Do you have any in mind right now?
No, I think you actually did have a good one with, what's his name? The Lion
Mufasa.
King. With, yeah.
No, not Mufasa. Sorry, no, Simba.
Simba. Simba is, because I do remember his hair, like, being flowy and very cool.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think I was more attracted to the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking of more bad
Scar.
Guys. Scar. But, like, I don't know, some of the bad guys
pop
in my head.
I think it's crazy how we both had Bugs Bunny.
I know.
That's actually so fucking funny.
I literally hollered.
And the same fucking picture.
The same photo got us.
Yo.
I'm so dead for that one.
Swiped right. Is that right?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. All right.
Should we do the ratings?
I think we done did it.
We done did it. Wow.
That was hilarious.
This is a good episode.
I wouldn't mind doing this again.
I know. We should.
We'll think of another reason why we should do this.
Disney version only.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wait, that was really fun.
Oh, that's a freaking zancudo.
I've been trying to kill it. All right. What flavor are you drinking? The pineapple one, right? Mm-hmm. I think, did you try them both already? Did you guys?
Oh, try I haven't one? Tried that one
yeah,
yet.
I think you need. She needs to try that one.
Just
get out of here.
And you tried them all already?
Yes. No, I didn't try the the white peach one. But I think you guys make it already. It's fine.
We fucked up.
Ya valió.
It's okay. I trust your opinion.
Okay. Are we ready for the rating?
All right.
Okay. So I want to say 7.
Okay.
7.5. Mm-hmm. The flavor was good. A good variety. For it being a seltzer, I don't like when they're like too, or is it a seltzer or just sparkling?
Sparkling hard tea.
It wasn't too bad. I didn't feel like I burped a lot. I don't feel overly bloated. Mm-hmm. The packaging was cute, colorful. Mm-hmm. The, what is it called? The calories and stuff like that are listed in the back, which is nice. Yeah. It's just, I feel like I feel much of anything.
Right, yeah. You know? I was going to say that.
It's very...
Maybe we didn't drink enough, but
they are for me a having had bit.
Two, I don't feel buzzed. I don't feel lit. I don't know if I should have chugged them faster. No, I'm just kidding.
And you've also been on a tolerance break, really, so you should be feeling something.
Yeah, it's a 4.2, so it's a little lower than the average, but yeah, I agree.
I also agree on that one.
Yeah, so there's that. But 7.5, yeah. I think I'd buy again. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I feel kind of the same. I'm probably give it a 7. I'm not huge on teas. Mm-hmm. So there's some of these flavors, I didn't taste the tea, but some of them, you can taste it.
Excuse me.
I think the flavors are unique. Mm-hmm. They're good. I don't feel it. And yeah, I like the idea of the lover boy and the flower boy, all that thing. I think that's really cute. Cute marketing. And yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would buy them again, but I wouldn't like run to the store for them.
Yeah.
I
think it's the same, honestly. 7 out of 10. Same. I'm not really a lover of the hard teas. That's just not my thing. But for being a hard tea, it's not the worst thing I've had. Like, I'm not a
twisted tea.
I'm not a twisted tea girl. This didn't feel like that. It wasn't too tea. But there were interesting flavors which I liked, and they all had hints of something. Packaging great, but I would really want to try their seltzers. I have a feeling that maybe we'll like those a little bit more. So yeah, I don't think I'd buy these again just because I don't know, I'm not a tea person, but I would want to try the seltzers.
Try the other flavors for sure.
Yeah, so that's 7 out of 10. That's it.
We did it, guys.
Pause. Happy Galentine's Day, guys.
I hope don't you guys... forget to love yourself.
Yes.
And put yourself first.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Self-love is... You can't be loving nobody else until you love yourself.
Correct.
Yes. Working on that, but like, you know, take our advice and we'll take it too.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you guys. Please. What are you laughing at? Life.
Okay, thank
you're just
you.
Being hypocritical. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know what? Fake it till you make it.
Yes, we're manifesting this life.
Subscribe, like, comment, share,
post notifications so you know when we upload next. Because sometimes we're a little sporadic, but like
a little.
We're trying. We'll get there. That's our goal. All right.
Don't judge us off of the shit we just put on that cake. Okay.
Listen, I think it could have been worse.
Yeah, honestly.
I know. It could have been worse. Tell us what the fuck you would add.
Honestly.
Be bold.
Oh, yes. We should be. Comment down below if you made it this far. Comment down. I love Shrek.
I love Shrek. I'm obsessed with him. Nah. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Peace.
We did it, guys.
We did it. I'm on a diet, but I really want some of this cake because it looks delicious.